This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Location, the lab. Quentin only has 24 hours to sell his car. Is that even possible? He goes to Carvana.com.
What is this, a movie trailer?
He ignores the doubters, enters his license plate. Wow, that's a great offer. The car is sold, but will Carvana pick it up in time for...
They'll literally pick it up tomorrow morning. Done with the dramatics?
Car selling in record time.
Save your time. Go to Carvana.com and sell your car today. Pickup fees may apply.
I think he got a bad rap, you know, just by the media and like by people. I mean, he's not been nothing but just amazing to this team and to his teammates. He's helped me out a ton. And you know, as you can see, we're clicking more and more every game. So very happy for him and glad that, you know, he's finally, you know, having fun playing the game and doing what he loves to do because he loves football a lot. So, you know, just really, really happy to be, you know, a part of his journey and like just being around him. It's been real awesome.
That is Houston Texans quarterback C.J. Stroud talking at that point. I think this was back in October. His wide receiver, Stephon Diggs. Diggs now on the way to New England. I don't think it's official yet, but it was reported last night.
It's still a sources article.
Right. Talking there, I'm glad we played that clip there because our previous caller in the last segment, Cleveland, brought up too that it was maybe a bad rap for Diggs on the way out, social media, kind of like his handling and also of like leaving and some of the reports.
Yes.
And I'm glad Stroud brought that up. I will say, though, there was always the one thing that kind of bothered me about Diggs, and still kind of does, even though I love when my receivers have a screw loose. I think it's just part of the personality of the position. I say that partially joking, but like I also like my quarterback being like kind of a psychopath in terms of like preparation.
Yes.
Like you need to not be kind of a normal person in that sense. And wide receivers, I think there always has to be like that paranoia that always like takes over like their personalities. That was Diggs. And I think a lot of people, especially modern fans, when you have such a connection to players, you want to be praised. We all do.
Yes.
We all want players to love our team and our city as much as we do, right? Diggs never fully did that. Whenever he was asked about his future in Buffalo, he would always be like, he would remind people it's a business. And I don't think people loved that. It wasn't ever wrong.
He also, I'm not going to go ahead and fully accept that. He accepted this city in the quiet ways.
I 100% agree.
The way he embraced the city was in the quiet ways.
Mm-hmm.
It was not always this like having to speak about it gleefully within the media. He knows the NFL is a business and mm-hmm. he would profess about that. But he is a guy who would embrace these fans week in and week out.
Yep.
To where it was the quiet ways. It
you,
was
never, you mentioned playing catch with little
catch
kids
with
before
the fans
every single game.
Mm-hmm. And he's always laughing and smiling it up with the fans out there. He knows it's a business. He is acutely aware of that.
Yep.
And my only issue with how he left is I feel like we just got to delete Twitter from like planet Earth. That might make everything better. We just might need to get rid of it entirely.
Yeah, I get
tweet at me at Derek Kramer before dinner.
I want to give up on like social media so bad.
It actually. So,
but like I need to know things as like they're happening, and that's the way to do it.
Yes.
And yes. That's my thing.
Ready? Report news. Let nobody comment on it.
Right. Like just shut off all comments. Here's the news. Boom.
Because you know what's delightful about the internet?
Not bad.
It's things like the bullpen.
I love the chat.
From the chats on the morning and afternoon shows, the bullpen is great. One of the most chaotic energies that you'll see in a positive manner. That's what social media is supposed to be. What Twitter
chaotic
has become,
chaotic good.
Example? Yeah. What Twitter has become, for example, not. It's chaotic evil, quite honestly. And hey, you know what? Diggs's approach with Twitter, I'm going to agree with that part.
Yeah.
Social media, burn it.
I think what's funny though, Diggs,
we broke social media.
But Diggs did tweet in like the sense of like, I'm not actually a famous person.
Yep.
Which was obviously horribly incorrect. Like you are in fact a famous person.
People will
it's
look at your
why
tweet.
I liked it though.
People will look at a tweet with an eye emoji on it and go, what's going on?
Or, you know, Adrian Wojnarowski tweets out, you know, the bomb emoji.
Right.
And you got a bunch of NBA fans yesterday going like, what's happening? And they're like, no, he's the general manager of St. Bonaventure.
Yeah.
They got a former Canisius player who's playing at Minnesota to come back. It's awesome. Frank Mitchell.
Oh, no. He did that on purpose,
though. He did. It was funny.
Absolutely.
I enjoy former NBA or current NBA fans thinking like, he's back.
Nope.
It was like the Dark Knight Rises when like he's like, he's back. You're in for a show, kid.
Yeah. So
it was like, not that.
But how Diggs went out, I will say part of it is his own fault,
mm-hmm.
in a way. Like, you know what you're doing with those things. You know what you're doing. And people will take it as extreme as they will. The media, obviously, he didn't really talk to the media that much. And there are times where that typically leads to someone being less than favorable.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying that it's entirely his fault on how he left and how he was seen how he left. But I'm also going to not say that he did nothing wrong.
Yeah, right.
So, and that's exactly how it should be. And unless he goes ahead and openly bashes the city of Buffalo and the fan base when he comes back here, we should still be able to hold Stephon Diggs in this regard of, hey, thanks for being here when it started getting good.
Yeah, like you were a major part of it.
Thanks for being a part of it.
803-0550, the number two call, giving some thoughts on Stephon Diggs. Also, I want to talk draft as well. We'll start this segment off here with Butch on the line. Butch, how are we doing this afternoon? This morning?
Good morning, my friends. I love you too. I love WGI. I love MSG. And to all the fans who are listening around the world, I definitely love you. I have a couple of things I'm going to say, but I'm going to change gears and be brief. I'm going to say one thing, and then I'm going to give you a story that I've never told about Diggs ever. And I could have said it years ago, but I didn't, but it was just sentimental to me. Number one is I'm going to say tell you the point that I followed for. You guys brought up with him, Joe Brady took over offense's role diminished a lot. That's accurate. I concur with both of you. But as you can see, the playbook was different. When I remember when Diggs came in and wanted to ask about the playbook, and because the playbooks was changing. Everybody thought it was Diggs. No, it wasn't. Look at Amari Cooper. You look at Coleman. Even you look at Hollis. A lot of Hollis's plays, the majority of it was broke with Josh Allen rolling out, making finding wide receivers open. The playbook really that Joe Brady has is really not for the outside receivers. It's more for the slot tight ends. And that was the issue. I'm happy that Diggs is where he is. And Buffalo has two guys that they got to wait six games on. But for different circumstances, the New England might have to wait six games for Diggs to come back. But I'm going to put that to the side. I'm going to give you this story, and I'm going to thank you so much for taking my call. I love both of you. You are plug-in plays, which I want the Buffalo Bills draft to be. When they draft players, get plug-in plays. They're superstars on YouTube. But I'm going to give you this story real fast. About maybe a few years when Diggs was here, into the year, I was coming down the east side of Buffalo. I saw this Lamborghini pull over. You know, it was going to the store. And, you know, we didn't know who it was. All the little kids was in the neighborhood. It was Diggs. Diggs got out by himself. Wasn't no security or anything. Went into the store. And I pull over. I go into the store. You know, he's there. And the guy at the store asked him, what do you want to buy? He says, really, I don't want to buy anything. I just saw good kids out here. And I just pulled over to take pictures with the kids, which he did. And it got, you know, social media, you could call people. Cars started pulling up everywhere. And Diggs, you know, got in, went to the gas station up the street, right here on Ferry and right here on Ferry and Fillmore Avenue in the city of Buffalo. And went in the gas station. They bombarded the gas station, taking pictures or videos and et cetera, et cetera. And Diggs just stood out there, went and got some gas. Somebody pumped the gas for him. He took pictures with all the kids and all the people. Now, there's a police precinct right across the street. The police was peeking out because there was so many kids and so many people hanging out. They thought maybe it was an accident or something was going on. They came out, escorted, like, because they had to block it out so he can get out to get back on the street. And what he did with that Lamborghini, he got on the street, he slowed down, he got out, he waved everybody, and he hit that 33, and he went on back to wherever he lived at. And that was really sentimental to me. Because a long time, see, I've been, like, as you guys already heard, I've been calling it 40 years. I'm 60 years old now. And I go back when Steve Tasker and those guys were young. And I remember Bruce Thurman, Cornelius Bennett, Thurman Thomas, and all the rest of the guys used to come on Fillmore and be in the inner city and hang around and just be regular old guys. Diggs wasn't going to no function to see kids. He wasn't going to no media function to be in front of the news cameras. It was just a regular old day. And I really appreciate guys. So when people say about the city, did he love the city? He loved the city. It was just that it was a transition in the playbook that really got him out. And I'm going to let you go on this. That Travis Hunter situation, I believe that's going to be a guaranteed move in New England. I think New England did the right thing. But I love you guys, man, and thanks so much for taking my call. I'm always going to be fans of the plug and plays. You guys, WGR, did hire when he got you, your young guys in, and he plugs you in and play, and look what we got. We got a good radio station. Love you guys. Thanks so much for taking my call.
Butch, thanks for calling in,
Butch,
man.
Appreciate it, and thank you for telling that story, because that's exactly what I meant when I said he loved this city in the quiet ways.
Yeah.
He was not out there in the media saying it every day. He was a guy that would just embrace the community, just being a guy. Stephon Diggs in Buffalo was a guy being a dude. And as you mentioned there in the call, Butch, this is all pretty good stuff. Joe Brady's offense does not predicate the outside receiver. Stephon Diggs is an X.
Mm-hmm.
March Madness is here, and if you want to enhance the experience, join me, Gary Parrish, and my colleague Matt Norlander on the Ion College Basketball Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. We have new episodes at least three times a week and at the end of every night of the NCAA tournament. So before you go to bed, hang with us or know we'll be there when you awake. We'll break down games, make picks against the spread. Most of all, we'll have a blast. So join us on the Ion College Basketball Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast.
So obviously, role is going to have to do with why he wanted out of there. Everything that you said is what I've been mentioning about it. He did love this city. He loved the fans. He loved the people. But he did it in ways that were not out there, like being talking into microphones, going on another player's podcast and saying it. He was not that guy. He was just a guy being a dude. And he still is a guy being a dude.
100%.
It's just he embraces community in the quiet ways. And that's the part that I say, don't go crazy on trashing Stephon Diggs. Because Stephon Diggs is a Bill. That was pretty sick 4 years.
Pretty awesome.
Pretty sick four years.
But to your point, too, like a guy going on podcasts, it's where I think Keon Coleman was able to be embraced by Bills fans very early. And even in this offseason, I've seen him going on a number of podcasts. There was a thing going around, I think, last week where he was at a talk. And he, like, I think it was with service members, and someone, like, bet him, like, 20 push-ups. Like, Josh Allen wouldn't answer his phone call, and Allen answered the phone call. And then they ended it by saying they love each other. And, like, you know.
Yeah. Diggs did that, too.
Exactly.
The Sports Illustrated cover. Like,
yes. But Keon, really from the moment of getting drafted, was – that was maybe his best quality. His best trait as a player.
Keon's best quality upon being drafted – is, hey, I'm kind of a goofball in an endearing way.
Yep.
Hey, are those cookies? Sick.
Like, the jacket.
I saw something about, like, NFL Combine, like, teams will offer up free dishes of candy and see if, like, players will take it. And if they do, it's a lack of discipline.
Mm-hmm.
How much you want to bet Keon Coleman was like, yo, sick.
Well, I saw he was one of the guys that kind of got bashed a little bit for, like, taking the free fruit snacks. And I'm like, but
free fruit snacks. Come on, man.
Yeah, but, like, it's certain teams will look
for
certain personalities.
If there are free fruit snacks on the table out there, I better not have my character assassinated for it.
We actually had muffins and, like, breakfast this morning. I did take 3 blueberry muffins. They were little ones. They were small little ones, okay? Watching my figure. 803-0550, the number to call. Lee, we'll get to you on the other side if you hold on. We want to talk a little bit about the draft as well, especially with us less than a month away from round one getting kicked off in Green Bay this year. I can't wait to see what the weather is like for that. Zach Jones, Derek Kramer here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. This is WGR.